What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked On Sharks, the premier hockey podcast covering your favorite team in the Bay Area. We will no longer on this feed be covering the playoffs at large. We saw the download numbers. We saw the views on YouTube. We thought you were better than that, listeners. We thought you were better than that. Just wanted to give you something different, a little room to breathe. Talk about the Rangers. Talk about the Avalanche. Talk about the Predators. Talk about the Kings. Talk about the Hurricanes, the Leafs. Nope. Didn't want any of that. So screw you guys. We're back to Sharks talk. But for today, hopefully you guys enjoy this because we put out the call for a mailbag. And we're going to answer your Sharks questions on this hopefully beautiful Friday afternoon or whenever you're listening to this, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then we'll be back next week. Got some good content lining up. We're bringing back the big question series. Where instead of doing the very boring season in review for each player, which inevitably is the same, we're going to ask a big question about a player. So a little sneak peek, Marc-Edouard Vlasic is about the buyout. Timo's will be about his next contract. A little something to get you thinking different because we don't need to be like, Timo had 34 goals. He was really good. We're not going to do that. We're the content boys bringing you the content. Sharks content from here on out. No more hockey at large. So today we're answering your questions to the best of our ability or the worst of our ability, depending on your mileage. You may hate us, but Leem's Martian, eat your heart out, buddy. Questions. Let's do this.
You're Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Imagine coming to somebody else's podcast just to chirp them without actually listening to it. What a miserable goddamn existence. Also, he has frosted tips. I do not care. I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius. Back with me, as always, is co-host JD, the COVID-19 to my SARS.
What if I come back from Legoland with frosted tips?
That'd be sick. That can be a douche.
I did. It'd be really funny. I did have frosted tips in high school.
At one point. Yeah. I had frosted tips, I think, in grade 8 and possibly again in grade 10.
Yeah, it was the thing. Last week. That's why you didn't want to be on camera the last week. You actually had frosted tips. And you didn't
recovering from a dye job. Yeah,
Kyle Demetrius, upper body injury, frosted tips,
lower body injuries, adult circumcision. That'd be really funny. That guy's a jack wagon. But. Yeah, I want to be SARS. SARS is cool. Remember when SARS was a thing?
Yeah.
Was SARS a thing in the States? Because SARS was definitely a thing in Toronto.
A little bit. It was like, oh, this seems bad. And then that was about it. Yeah.
So. These muffins taste bad.
These muffins taste bad.
Yes. This art is bad. Yeah. We have questions. We figured we haven't done a mailbag in a hot minute.
I know. It's the timing of this because I know the San Jose Hockey Now podcast did a mailbag. It'll be yesterday when you guys hear this, but whatever. Our mailbag is superior in every way.
We have superior bag.
Yes. So let's start out with a question from many people from all sources that I asked. So I put this on Twitter and Instagram. You guys responded. I think we had like 17 or 18 questions plus questions. So basically the question is, if Bob Bugner is gone, who do you replace him with?
A human being that coaches hockey.
Yes. I think the dream one for us is Raquel Granberg. Granberg, the Swedish coach. He's very dreamy and he has amazing hockey, like just his style of hockey likes to play where it's positionless and just everybody.
He's also out of the box. He's from Europe. Yep. You're not hiring
retreads and all that stuff. Yeah.
Ken Hitchcock does not need to be coaching a team again. Joel Quenneville's name has been out there. Please
No. So that's kind of we're starting to see some more coaches get fired. I think Mike Yeo, the Flyers, got
hard pass. Jeff Blashill got fired.
Yeah. It looks like the Jets are on verge of blowing everything up here soon. So
except for their GM.
except for
how did they extend their GM? I tried no everything. Paul Maurice is maybe one guy I could maybe be talked into as a retread, but again, I would kind of like to see a new guy step up to be the assistant, to be the GM. I don't want John McClain, and I don't want Rocky, and I don't want Mike.
Or Rocky's not coaching because he won't get the JAB.
I don't want any of those guys. I would prefer something
Torts.
New.
No, I don't want Torts.
Oh God, no, please, for the love of all that is holy.
Especially if you want to watch William Eklund do fun things, you don't want Torts as your coach. Yeah, I want a coach who's kind of been in the AHL for a while, like one of those like player develop like coaches.
Or like an assistant coach in the NHL.
Yeah, just somebody new. So
just give us something new. Something,
we will dig into this more because we're going to do a whole Bob episode at some point, or multiple Bob episodes depending on Bob's future. The Bobcast. So Sean Pierce at Jetpack 176 on Twitter asks, would you rather see Jumbo or Pavs lift the cup? This is easiest Jumbo. Well, Kyle, noted Joe Pavelski defender.
Lover of Pavelski.
Lover of Pavelski.
Joe Pavelski died so Thomas Barlow could live.
Yes. I can see your Pavelski sheets behind you. But no, it's Jumbo Trethorne. He's one of the 100. He's the 101st greatest NHL player of all time. And he needs to. That's the last thing that's missing from his resume is that cup. So, yes.
It's an easy one.
I mean, I wouldn't mind watching Pavelski lift it, but I had to choose,
it's fine. It's fine. I mean, I also don't really want Dallas to win the cup, but yeah. I mean, if he does, it's fine. But like Joe Thornton is such a legend. He's 40. He's close to the all-time game played record. He's one of the greatest setup men ever. Hart Trophy winner. He's a legend. He's probably top 35 player ever.
101.
If not, 101. I think Malkin's 101 and Thornton's 102. Yeah. I think he's safely within that like top 30 group probably.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be sick because walks
into the Hall of Fame as soon as he, yeah.
Yeah, he's walking in the Hall of Fame regardless, but it'll be sick to get hopefully we get the Ray Bourque moment where Joe Sakic didn't lift the cup and he threw it over to Bourque right away.
Yeah.
Granted, Barkov hasn't won the cup, so maybe not, but like it'd be sick if we get that Thornton moment. Yeah, it's easy question is Joe Thornton.
Yeah. Swift_T_Spaceman asks, the Jets appear to be ready to blow up the roster. Is there anyone there the Sharks should target in a trade?
Hell yeah. Nikolai Ehlers.
He's good.
I think he's only signed for like $6 million. I don't know what the length of his contract is, but he's very good. Possession driving guy. So if you look at his points, I don't think his points are super high. Could be wrong. He might have had a really good season this year, but Nikolai Ehlers is quite good. Would love to get me some Ehlers. If we're looking at younger guys, obviously Cole Perfetti would be sick, but I don't
really. Really quick, Ehlers, he's signed through 24-25 at the $6 million price tag.
I'd love that.
Yeah,
you can't go wrong with that. He would slot
28
in.
Goals, 27 assists, and 55 points. So, yeah, I'll take.
Yeah, and he is a bit better than those points indicate, which is fine. Kyle Connor, $7 million until 2026. Scores a lot of goals. He had another 40-point season. I wouldn't be opposed, depending on what the deal is there. Pierre-Luc Dubois is a free agent after this season, or an RFA. He's only 23 though. Honestly, if the price is right, you could take a swing on a 23-year-old center who's had some up and downs, hasn't had the best tenure, but would love that. Young guys, Cole Perfetti, amazing. Can't go wrong with Cole Perfetti. I don't really think they're gonna trade him though. And then I think you could also take a swing on Ville Heinola, who's a 21-year-old defenseman, hasn't really been used properly there.
Bring back DeMelo and Dylan. Why the hell not?
Can't believe they're both on this team. I would stay away from most of the defensemen on their team. And honestly, the dream would be Connor Hellebuck for $6 million. But I don't think
more
the
goalies.
Sharks. Yeah, but I don't.
We'll just send them R3 and they can give us back Hellebuck.
Yeah, so. Just figure it out yourselves. But I don't think Hellebuck pushes the Sharks into a playoff spot. I think Hellebuck would. He would steal a lot of games, but I don't know if the Sharks are ready for him.
Yep. Before we continue, let's go ahead and take a break and talk about the delicious Built Bar, Kyle.
The delicious and nutritious Built Bar. Oh, we have new talking points. Sick. Well, friends, summer is coming. And with summer, you're going to need some food on the go. Go to the beach hangs. Maybe you're going to a party. Maybe it's post-bar. You sat on a patio. You had too many sangrias, frozen sangrias. Frozen sangria season's right around the corner. It's the perfect snack to take with you. Or if you're going on a family vacation, if you're going to Legoland, you got some needy little children, some wiener kids. They're asking how long it's going to be. Throw them a Built Bar. It's easy. It's nothing to think about. And it's tasty. It's good. They're covered in 100% real chocolate. So you know that the children are going to love it. And you don't have to really worry because they're only about 140 calories compared to those pesky chocolate bars, which are 240 calories and 30 grams of sugar and dozens of net carbs. Built Bars also only have 4 grams of sugar and 4 net carbs and 17 grams of protein. So you can get your little wiener children to grow big and strong. And they have good flavors. Banana cream pie, pro cream pie podcast here. Churro flavor, Rocky Road, your favorites like peanut butter, chocolate, mint. They got everything. Just go to built.com and check it out. Find your favorite. And while you're there, when you're at built.com, use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Do you consider your children wiener children?
Depends on the time of day or if I'm trying to do something.
True.
AJ at Andrew America on Twitter asks, remember
when I thought it was going to be from Teal Town. That'd be sick if they're asking these questions.
Remember when you all ripped on sexist on here? That rolled. Yes, it did.
How we ripped on who?
Sexist people on Twitter. That rolled.
Oh, yes, that guy.
If Bugner's out, et cetera, what do you think is the best thing to do with Merkley? He's shown some strong offensive upside. Any chance he could fetch something nice? I just hate seeing him with lack of playing opportunities.
I think you just play him next year in your on your defense. And
yeah, I mean, he's going to be third in the pecking order behind Burns and Carlson at all times. Until
that's okay, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it's you know, you can let him continue to develop and hopefully he continues to move on from some of those mistakes. And we've, like you said, we've seen those flashes and he does great things. And then he can, on the same shift, do dumb things. And, you know, that's just part of those rookie bumps with him. And I think you'll start to see that stuff work out. I wouldn't trade him. Am I worried about his development not being as far as it should be? A little bit, but I don't think it's time to give up on Merkley yet. So
I'm less worried because anytime he did something wrong, Bob stapled him to the bench and or benched him. So
that is 100% fair.
Cut him. So I'm not as worried, but I think you just put him into the lineup next year and say it's the last year of his ELC. Go out and earn yourself a good rookie contract, bridge contract, second contract. Mm-hmm. Go out and earn it. See what you got. There's only one way to figure out what Merkley's going to be. He was really good in the AHL, and we saw flashes, like you said, of him being really good in the NHL. Let him play. Just see what happens. Sharks aren't going to be that good next year, probably, depending on the way they're talking. They're definitely not going to be that good. They're also not adding anybody to the defense. Will said that they're fine with the internal options, and they're going to look to add an impact forward. Cool, I guess. He's also very bullish on Marko Vlasic. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I really hope the search committee featuring Joe Will doesn't pick Joe Will. I think my ship has sailed on that.
We've searched every option, and I am the best man for this job.
Hire me. Yes. Dono really sees there. Dono really know what he's seeing there with Vlasic, but I think you just put him in the lineup and be like, go.
Yep.
This is what we got. And then you take stock halfway through, and then you take stock afterwards, and that's that. That's the only way you're going to do it. I don't think trading him is the option.
No. Cam Gooey and IG asks,
Cam Gooey?
Yep. That's their handle. Whenever Bob benches Merkley, do you say boo or booer?
The existence of Cam Gooey implies that there's an existence of Cam Solid.
Yeah. So.
I say boo.
I was saying boo earns.
Nice.
Finco at Finco asks, is this the off season to sell high on Timo Meier? The spicy one.
Now we're getting into it. Yeah. Oh, baby, this is what I live for. This is what gets me hard.
I will let you go first.
I'll have you know, JD. His value has never been higher.
Yes.
Dang. Than right now. What did he have? 80 points?
76 or something like that.
In how many games?
Hold on.
I think he finished above a point per game.
He was over a point per game on a very, very bad team. Basically,
never been higher.
Yeah, 76 points in 77 games. So didn't hit the elusive point per game.
I think it's tough because
he has 1 year left on his $6 million contract, and then he's
going to want to get paid. You can pay him eight years, and he's only 25, 26.
25 right now. He turns 26 in October. So
you're getting him for his 26. So 26 season, he's on $6 million. Then you're getting him 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. So really those first 5 years is what you're paying for.
Yep.
He's going to want like $9 or $10 million bucks. If he has another six season, do you want to be on the hook for that? I think it really depends on if you think that Hurdle, Eklund, Bortolo, another person from the 2020 class, the 2021 class can come in and help out. I think if you think that those guys are going to be ready in 2 or 3 years to really make a push, then you've got to pay them and keep them around. But at the same time, we've seen all these big contracts and you got to worry if Timo gets paid, does he just chill?
Yep.
I don't know. It's going to be very tricky. I think there's a very, very good argument to be made that selling him now this offseason with $6 million left to a team that's pushing for the playoffs, let them pay him. Yeah. I think that's a very interesting proposition.
Like a Calgary or maybe somebody who's like knocking or like a Minnesota Wild, if they're like knocking on the doorsteps this year, or somebody like that.
Their cap situation's mangled, but
yeah. But a team like that, Vancouver, then you get some spicy. Their cap situation's poo poo platter too. But
a team like that that was like close.
Vancouver,
out, like an Islanders.
Yeah. But again, though,
the Devils, who are thinking they're on the upswing.
Yeah, because there was the rumors that he was going to get traded to the Devils before the draft last year.
But like, you grab a Holtz and you grab a pick.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is then you're going to be trying to. Is there anybody in the pipeline who's going to be as good as Timo Meier, or if not better?
Yeah, we don't know. Like maybe Eklund,
That's the only guy that you're like, yeah, I could see him being as good as Timo Meier and better. And again, he's 25. I know the last 2 years were bad, but if you look at the person that was taking all of his ice time.
And he was also second on the team in scoring, or tied for the lead in scoring on that really bad team. So,
yeah,
I think if you truly are trying to win the cup or make a push in the next few years, you got to keep him.
Yeah.
But I think
you could.
I don't think you get a Hall
for Timo Meier this year.
You get an Eric Halla. I don't think you hang up the phone if somebody says, hey, this is Homer Simpson. I don't think you hang up the phone if somebody says, hey, I would like to talk Timo, and you say, what do you got? And it's a very interesting proposition. I don't think you hang up the phone, and I think you really listen, especially because they just signed Hurdle. You can carve out some more room for other things, but I mean,
yeah,
it's tough to lose the best player on your team.
Yep.
But it is interesting. I like that question. We should cover it more in the summer.
Yes. At Manny V458873 on Twitter asks, how do you guys feel about some of the young guys coming in next season? Who makes the cut for the Sharks roster? I think Bortolo and Eklund are the kind of the two guys who are near locks. Eklund, I feel, is a lock. Bortolo is pretty close to a lock. I'm assuming you're talking about like Cuda potential. There's never really nobody on the Cuda right now, and all the young guys are going to be playing on the Cuda next year. So guys that we really haven't seen yet. Those are the only two.
Yeah, like Coe, Robbins, Weisblatt, Gushin, all on the Cuda. I think the Lord starts in the Cuda. I think Leonard is gone forever. He might not even be re-signed. Raska down there. Shimolevsky will start down there. I think he nailed it. Eklund and Bortolo are probably the two guys you'd want to see on the.
We'll see a random ass defenseman.
Yeah, 3 years in a row.
3 years
you got Ferraro. You got Knyazhov. Well, we'll see Knyazhov again. Maybe he could do it again. Knyazhov, yeah. And you got Middleton.
Yep.
We'll be looking for a fourth one next year. It's your boy. What's his name? C-check or whatever.
Yep. C-check is the early leader in the clubhouse.
He's the early clubhouse leader. Yep. How many more questions we got?
We got a couple more. We'll do one more and then we'll take a break. So Grand Finale at Finale on Twitter says, love the show, boys. 5 stars. Should the Sharks trade for a pending RFA Jack Roslovic? Potential for Hill, Šimek plus picks.
I mean, if you can trade Hill and Šimek for Roslovic, sure, go nuts. But I don't know why you're doing Hill, Šimek, and picks for Jack Roslovic of all people. Roslovic isn't very good.
He was good for the old Cumbus. Let me pull up this set. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
He had 45 points in 81 games. Cool.
That's like what Barabanov had.
Yeah, but they're not trading a potential NHL goalie, Radim Šimek, and picks.
Well, rid of your goalie situation too. So
yeah, but you can get rid of your goalie situation in other ways. I mean, like if Jack Roslovic wants to hop on over for nothing, like cheap. Let's see what Roslovic is. Where does he play for again? He plays for the Cumbus.
Yeah.
Where is their goddamn cap? Oh, there it is. They did not spend a lot of money. Okay. shocking. I know. Roslovic is an RFA. He makes $1.838 million. He's 25 years old already. He had his best season last year, 81 games, 45 points, 22 goals. Before that, he had seasons of 34 points in 48 games, which is actually a better season. And then he had 29 points in 71 games. So he's steadily gone up over the last few years. But I just don't know if giving up a ton of stuff for a guy who just turned 25 is going to be the right path. I think maybe you trade some, like if you can trade Šimek in like a fifth for him, sure, go nuts.
Yeah.
But I don't know. People got to remember, other teams don't want the Sharks trash.
Yeah. And the Columbus Blue Jackets have a bajillion goalies in the pipeline. They're really good at drafting and developing goalies. So they don't want your goalies. They can just go pick one. Yes. So,
yeah. So like I would be more interested in trying to make that trade for one of their goalies. Like they have Elvis Merzlikins, Jonas Korpisalo, and then in their pipe, I think they have Danil Tarasov. Yes. They have Danil Tarasov. And I believe they have one more. Jet Greaves. I don't know if Jet Greaves is any good, but like, I mean,
he's probably good if he's in the Columbus pipeline.
Yeah. But Merzlikins just signed a deal. So he makes $5.4 million starting in 22-23, but Jonas Korpisalo is a UFA 28 and he's a little bit older, but Danil Tarasov is 23. He's probably going to replace Korpisalo. So maybe you can grab Korpisalo, but like, I don't know. Roslovic is fine. I just don't know if you try to make a serious moves for him. Like if you trade LeBanc for Roslovic, sure. Why not? Yeah. You free up cap space for basically the same person. But like, I don't know. I don't know if you trade a ton of stuff for Roslovic, especially because he's an RFA.
All right. Let's take a quick break here.
What about a long break?
Or a medium break? Talk about
medium.
It'll be short because it's BetOnline. Because BetOnline, you don't want to source for your betting stats and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, news, including this year's basketball playoffs, Major League Baseball, and Kentucky Derby is back, so you can go bet on that. BetOnline is your continuous source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting, playoffs, esports, and more. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the transaction. BetOnline, where the game starts. I just watched the Simpsons episode where they get the Furious D, and they like...
Oh, Saddlesore Galactica is where the series just craters.
Yeah.
It's so bad when Homer goes to like the land of the jockeys.
Yes. It's so... But I did like a comic book guy poking fun at themselves. Like worst episode ever shirt that he wears. But yes, I did just watch that episode and I was like, okay, it's time to restart. So
it's so bad.
All right.
What's the stupid? Oh, you asked me a Simpsons trivia earlier. What was the question?
What did Flanders do before he opened the Leftorium?
Did he own something or was it a job?
It was a job. He mentions it at the Leftorium, like in that episode, like at the, this is a tough one. I didn't know.
I don't know.
He worked in pharmaceutical. He said, I'm quitting the pharmaceutical game and opening my Leftorium store. So
wow. Anyway. Another bit of tough Simpsons trivia. What is Grandpa Simpson's stated job? He retired from, he worked there for 40 years.
I don't remember.
Night watchman at a cranberry silo.
That's right.
Just an unbelievable series of events there.
Yes. All right. Grand Finale also asks, if the Sharks win the second lottery spot, not number one, but number two, should they try to trade it to Columbus for picks 6 and 12 plus more, or to Buffalo for 9, 16, or 32 or type of thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the Sharks should try to get more players, especially in a draft.
I mean, if you're gonna get 6 and 12 for two, why not?
Yeah, I don't think either of those teams are gonna do that, because when we just looked at Columbus's draft, you know, like their cap, they don't really have anybody. I mean, they have Kent Johnson,
Cole Sillinger, maybe.
Yeah, Kent Johnson, but they're in the try to acquire as many good players as possible, and the same thing with Buffalo right now, where they're both teams are trying to just acquire good players right now. And
yeah, if Buffalo's gonna offer you 9 and a second round pick, then you do it, because you're only moving down a few spots. Like it doesn't make any sense in the draft after really like right.
I think Cooley's gonna be sick too, so
yeah. But is Cooley gonna be so much sicker than like Slavkovsky or something like that? Probably not.
We'll get there, but yeah, I think I'd rather probably just stick there, and because then you have your Eklund running mate for.
Yeah, but you're going to get the same guy at like 9. Yeah. There's just not a difference between these guys. If you get 6 and 50, hell yeah. They don't even have a second round pick.
Yeah, so we'll see. S. Davis 512 on Instagram asks, which top forward prospect would you prefer to have make the Sharks out of training camp? Go, Bordalo, Gushin, Robbins, Weisblatt. We've already kind of talked about this. It's going to be Bordalo and Eklund. Those are the two guys. Like, yeah, it's the other guys.
I do like Ko. I think Ko's ready.
We talked about Ko. Yeah,
he's giant. He looked good with the Kuda before. He scored 100 points.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. As my time is a flat circle thing. Ko could be one of those sneaky guys where you might see him called up into the middle of the year of the Sharks if the season's going south or there's some injuries and stuff like that. But coming out of camp, though,
buddy, I have a spoiler for you.
Yes,
the season will be pointing south from the
remember when there was just good vibes? Hopefully they play Toronto early again so they can
vibes only, bro.
Yeah, we can have just another
vibe when San Jose plays Toronto again. I'll hop on as a special guest.
Just for vibes only.
Just for the vibes only. No analysis. I'll just be drunk on an Australian beach.
Yeah. I'm going to butcher it. Vib Hazanata on Instagram. Vibhavnaheta.
That doesn't sound like English.
Nope. Assuming they re-sign Barabanov, do you think it's worth breaking up the top line and putting Eklund in his spot? Or would he be more beneficial to pair Eklund and Bordalo together and they get their chemistry going, as they will probably be playing together in the franchise's future?
Oh my God. Can you imagine like Eklund, Bordalo, LeBanc? Or like, oh my God. Oh my God. Eklund, Bordalo, Reedy. Eklund, Bordalo, Balsers. Man. Eklund, Bordalo.
Scoring Noah Gregor at the end of the season.
Eklund, Bordalo, Dolan. I would combust. I would bust, and then I would combust. That would be insane. Yes,
that's too much fun, especially if Bob's still the coach. That's too much fun.
I don't think you necessarily bump Barabanov off. I think you keep Barabanov in your top six, but you just kind of balance out what works best. Yeah. So if that's Eklund, Hurdle, Meyer, which I don't think they'll do, but if it's Barabanov, a Hurdle, Meyer, and then Couture, Eklund, and LeBanc or something like that, I think you just kind of balance out what works best in your top six and kind of.
Nick Bonino.
Bonino. Matt Nieto actually is top six legend. They should trade for Stefan Nason. He had like 45 AHL goals.
He did, yes. Is Andrew Cogliano, can he come back? He did have a shorthand goal tonight.
Speaking of shorthandy, do you know what they call handies in Australia?
What?
A wristy. It's a good one.
It's a good one.
Did she give you a wristy after the movies? Like, it just is perfect.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Fortune favorite Tobore. Anyway, this person
get a real handle. I know. Grow up, Peter Pan.
Do you think Burns gets traded to free up cap space?
He didn't say no.
No.
In his exit interview, Logan Couture was asked if about trades and stuff. And he was like, no, I'm here. Brent Burns gave this wishy-washy bullshit. I think that there's a little more kindling and the smoke to that door. Yeah.
The door's been creeping open, especially for a guy who's 37 now.
Probably wants to play in a contender. Probably wants to win. He's still got a lot of cachet in the league. He had a pretty good 36-year-old season, as we're going to cover later when it comes to points.
On a very bad Sharks team.
A very bad Sharks team. I think we're closer to Burns being on a different team than we've ever been before. But I think that might also be from 2% chance to 5% chance.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to happen or 50-50, but I think we're closer than we've ever been before.
The door's creaking.
Yeah. And Burns didn't straight up be no, bros.
Yeah. I mean, if they traded him this offseason, then they could, if they want to eat his cap for the next 3 years and to help out and kind of juice
do all sorts of different things. And then you get playing time for Merkley. Carlson's your top right-handed D. You can bring in somebody else.
You could open up $4 million type of thing. So, yep. There you
give
go.
Timo $8 million. There you go.
Yep.
There's lots of different things that you could do. And I think it's getting harder and harder to justify having an older aging Brent Burns on a team that's not a cup contender. And I just wonder if he's justifying that to himself as well.
Yep. So maybe he just doesn't want to play with Mario Ferrer anymore.
Maybe he hates Nicholas Melosh.
So Andrew.h_91 on Instagram asks, who are some of the players the Sharks should sign during free agency? Good ones. I honestly don't think they're going to be very active in free agency. They just don't have the cap space. They said they want to acquire an impact forward, but
Benny Malkin.
You've got $3, you know.
Jenny Malkin's a free agent, bro.
Yeah, but you have $3. Because by time, I think they have $10 million right now, and that's before you resign Barabanov. You got to give Meyer a contract, and you got to give a bunch of the children.
Just a quick little gander here.
Yeah.
Malkin is 36. Also, that's just a different thing. Giroux, who's 35.
We already Kessel, know he's going to Ottawa.
Who's 35. Is he?
That's the right.
He's from near there. He's from Hearst, which is a few hours away, but he's French. Kessel, no. Bergeron, who's 37, and I'm guessing he's going to go play in Montreal to play for his boyhood team. Ryan Kessler's full dead. Johnny Gaudreau is 29, but I don't know
how he's going to get the bag that Sharks can't afford him.
Radulov is 36. Louis Erickson's 37. Philip Forsberg is 28. That's an interesting one. But he's going to be expensive as well. He already makes $6 million. Brown retired. Ladd is a corpse. Andre Palat is 32. Maybe him. Max Domi's 28, but no. Nino Niederreiter's 30 already. Holy wow. Riley Smith, Andre Burakovsky, Vincent Trocheck. There's some guys, but Ryan Strom is 29 already. I don't know. I don't know what you do. I think trade is more likely. Chris Tierney's a free agent. He's 28.
Bring him back,
Cobra. Bring him back, baby.
Impact forward.
Oh, he's getting Sharks won the trade. A lot of different things, and it's not going to be the
Sharks forward. Won the trade.
Bring back Balsers. Bring back Tierney. Play the long con and trade for Norris or Stutzla. It's all there. It's all coming
for Eric Carlson.
His dead cap hit when he retires because he's injured.
Yep.
How bad would that be if Carlson had to do the LTIR thing and then they traded his hit back to Ottawa?
Because they have to try to reach the floor.
Because Pierre Maguire has gutted their team and needs money. Yeah.
Yeah, they gotta reach the floor. So yeah, we'll get once we can look at the free agents.
There's playoffs are happening, the draft is happening. We'll look at free agents. Don't worry, your pretty little heads.
Mrs. Fry.
How many more of these we got?
This is a good one.
I gotta do things. Rub one out. Yeah. Hoop.
Mrs. Fryhole asks, who has the most outlandish offseason of the Sharks players?
Mrs. Fryhole? Like your wife?
Yep.
She asked a question on Twitter?
No.
Was this sent in person?
Yes.
Oh, okay, nice. What was the question? I was blown away.
Who has the most outlandish offseason? It's a two-part question.
Like team?
Or no, just player. Which player on the Sharks has the most outlandish offseason?
Oh, Timo.
It's Timo, my mile.
He's gonna be naked most of the time.
Excluding Timo, who do you think is who else could be on there?
Barabanov. Crazy Russian man about to get paid.
Yeah. I guess
Thomas Bortolo.
He's a dad.
Running around.
He's gonna be cycling.
Who is? Yeah.
Bortolo. Yeah, actually Bortolo, sorry. I thought you said Hurdle for a second. Bortolo.
No, Hurdle. Hurdle's got the Air Force dads on. Mowing that.
Yeah. Eklund's too pure.
Bortolo, you've seen how Bortolo dresses. Bortolo could be
Bortolo's the dark horse.
Loose as on the downtown San Jose.
Yeah.
What was the second part of the question?
How many shirtless pictures of Timo Meier did we see?
The over-under is 3.5, I think.
I'm smashing the over.
He doesn't post that often.
In the summer, he does more.
That's true. I just don't know. I know that he's like done the boat one. He's done the one where he's drinking like the Mai Tai.
Yeah.
He's done the one button one where he's like in like Venice or something like that. Yeah. There's one button holding on. But I don't know if those are like all in the same off season. They're just cataloged in my head.
Yeah. I'm smashing the over. So
they're smashing a lot of other things too.
Yep. Just like Timo Meier. Gentry at J Alexander 46 asks, do you think the Sharks should revamp the CUDA coaching and development staff?
Yes.
Yes, but they won't because, yeah.
Well, the new GM?
I just think
having a coach since 1998 is probably bad form.
Yeah.
I don't care if he's Scotty Bowman.
I don't see the Sharks just coming in and be like, a new GM, like, Roy Sommer, get out of here. And also, I mean, when was the last time they had, I'm not trying to defend it, but when was the last time they had any, like, actual talent on the CUDA?
They made the playoffs like 2 years ago. Remember when Cechkovich came down and just absolutely dome clapped everyone?
Yeah, but like 8 of the 10 Pacific teams make the playoffs. So it's, yeah.
Well, that makes it, that's even more of an indictment that they can't make the playoffs when 8 of 10 of them are.
Yeah. But yeah, they should. Will they?
I think they should. It's just been too long.
It has, yeah. With the front office not allowing a rebuild, should the Sharks trade their potential 11th pick overall for an impact player now?
Well, yeah, if they're trying to win the cup, then yeah, just don't know what you're going to get for it.
Seth Jones.
I don't know.
Just like the Blackhawks. It worked out.
If somebody offers you a good player who's young for 11, then like, yeah, because the mystery box could turn out to be that player or it could turn out to be a boat. We don't know. Especially in this draft class. It really is dependent on what player is coming back. If Toronto's offering you William Nylander, yeah, hell yeah. If somebody's offering you like the shittier Strome brother, then no.
The Strome. <Stromai. laughs>
I'm not going to trade 11 for Brandon Montour. No.
No, but if it was like quality player, I think if an impact player, yeah. I mean, the one thing is that player will probably either need to be paid or if I would assume they'd be a person who's probably going to be looking for a new contract type of player and that team doesn't want to pay them and the Sharks are already in a world of hurt when it comes to cap hit. So, I mean, that'll be a fun one. We'll see who's disgruntled. Connor McDavid for the 11th overall pick. Let's go.
Fire it up. Let's do this.
Done. All right, last two. Graham Slam at The Real Krakuta asks, plans for the offseason?
Oh, I jerk off like 2 times a day now.
Good for you, buddy.
Wow, my girlfriend lives 13,000 kilometers away. I have plans that I'm not going to say yet. JD knows, but I'm not going to say them.
A lot of golf for you this summer. You're a big golf guy.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to play a shitload of golf, and I took up tennis again. Nice. A lot of beach hangs in Vancouver.
You should do both at the same time. Tennis with golf balls. That seems not dangerous at all.
Interesting. But there is one larger plan that will be happening that I will announce later.
Yeah.
No, I'm not having a baby.
You are a baby.
Wow. We're going to Legoland. Just a drive-by mid-podcast. What the hell is that? Without me, you don't exist on this podcast.
Never going to forget. Legoland soon. I don't know what else we're doing.
Legoland.
I could take you as my adult son to Legoland. Yeah, I don't know. We're probably try to sneak off for like a weekend or something here and there. Try to enjoy
kid free.
Maybe. I think Steph's parents are coming into town right before her anniversary.
Kid free weekend.
I think we're trying to do something.
You could go on a road trip and get stuck in the mud and then have sex in a hayloft.
Yes. I think we might try to do
Dallas.
Yosemite. We might go to Yosemite.
You love Yosemite.
We do. It's great up there. Yeah. Just probably it's the thing with Fresno is it's like once it hits June, it's 110 every day. So it's yeah. But just hang out, reconnect with my family so that way they can love me again for when hockey season starts in October again. So last question. Friend of the show, Berserker, asks, if Mr. Burns made a vest out of real gorilla chest, loafers out of gophers, and a sweater out of authentic Irish setter, why was he going to make a tuxedo out of greyhound puppies and abandon the rhyming scheme? To this I say, he made a Robin suit, one breast or two, and that doesn't rhyme, so.
What would rhyme with tuxedo?
I don't know. What animal rhymes with tuxedo? Yeah, nothing.
Is that what he actually makes? Does he actually say tuxedo?
I think so, yeah.
What rhymes with tuxedo?
Nothing rhymes with tuxedo, yeah. So.
Yeah. I don't. Real noodle scratcher here.
The toughest question of all night.
The Forgotten Ones is that he also has like rhino shoes, and he also has I think it's like a polar bear hat.
Polar bear underwear, which
is polar bear underwear, yeah.
Yeah, he has a poodle for his noodle. So
do you have the lyrics? Hold on here.
Yeah, you're gonna go through it all.
Hold on. Yeah. See my vest lyrics. Thing that I've actually Googled before. Mm-hmm. See this hat, see my vest was real gorilla chest. There, feel the sweater, there's no better. Authentic Irish setter. Okay, good. See this hat, 'twas my cat.
Mm-hmm.
Wear vampire bat. Oh, that's a great one. Rhymes with cat. These white slippers are albino African endangered rhino. Okay. I love the way he says grizzly bear.
Underwear.
Turtles necks, I've got my share, which rhymes with underwear. Beret of poodle on my noodle, it shall rest. Okay. Try my red robin suit. It comes one breast or two. See my vest. Okay, so that doesn't rhyme at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like my loafers, former gophers. Great. It was that or skin my chauffeurs, which is Smithers, I guess. But a greyhound fur tuxedo would be best. Okay, so he does say fur tuxedo. So let's prepare these dogs. Kill two for matching clogs, which is hilarious because it's like the maid. Yeah. And then he repeats the thing.
I really like this vest. I know.
Animals.
Just what rhymes with tuxedo?
That rhyme with tuxedo. Okay. Torpedo. Good. I don't see any animals. But this Benito, is that an animal? That sounds like an animal. Mosquito.
Mosquito.
That'd be a lot of mosquitoes, though. That doesn't work. That's stupid.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I think just because, what's a Bangalore torpedo? Weird. Phil Esposito. Hirohito. I just don't think anything really rhymes with tuxedo. They should have used a different
Nick Bonino. Nick Bonino.
How many Nick Boninos does it take to make one skin suit? That's the real hard hitting questions here at Content Voice.
One if you throw it really hard.
We will investigate this further and come up with an answer. Maybe I'll at like Bill Oakley or something. He seems very active on Twitter. You can ask us important questions or really dumb questions about The Simpsons. I love talking to The Simpsons. And you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Locked On Sharks, which is where we go.
Our value has never been higher.
Our value has never been higher at this point. YouTube, Locked On Sharks. Email, lockedonsharks@gmail.com. Amazon, Spotify, Apple, Locked On Sharks. JD, Mr. Legoland himself, my fry hole.
Kyle, is that Kyle Demetrius? We'll be back next week where we'll dig into some big questions, including Vlasic. And then we have the 2021 draft class breakdown lined up as well. And some more stuff that we'll think of to do.
Stuff and things.
That's what we do. Go check out the Locked On NHL channel if you want to get caught up on what's going on in the playoffs, because apparently we're not very good at it. Very rude of us. I know. And we'll be back with some other stuff. Go check out one of the other amazing podcasts on the Locked On Network, such as
Locked On Cardinals.
Bye, friends.
You don't know if it's St. Louis or Arizona.